it's recording.
Jesus. I didn't even adjust my mic.
So, we kind of lied, and we really thought that...
We really thought that, you know, last episode was going to be the last episode of this year, but, you know, we got some recent news. I'm pretty sure you can tell by the title already. You're going to, you know exactly what it is we're talking about. This news led to... It's like a domino, you know, effect. It's like, okay, cool news. Don't need to cover this.
Right?
We'll wait for next year because it's when the juicy stuff is coming. And then that domino hit another domino. And I was like, wow, the internet really is taking interest in this. Mm-hmm. Then another domino. Oh, the internet is really getting pissed at this. Another domino. Oh, they're starting to blame a lot of people for this. And then the biggest domino of all, they want everyone to get fired now. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
What is up, everyone? Welcome back to Announce the Series channel. I'm your host, Luigi Feliciano. With me, as always, is Luis Jimenez.
There has been a disturbance in the force, and...
Quite literally.
We have to dive into this. Let's just jump into it. Oh, yeah. Still, we're still in the process of moving. Yeah. Like, everything's
still
just
there. Still got that one light, but we're making it work.
Yeah.
Don't worry. So, yeah. Now, let's get into it for realsies. James Gunn made an executive decision, and he was tasked to take over DC movies, right? And entertainment. He's the Kevin Feige of DC.
Yes.
And I say it wrong again. How do you say Kevin
Feige?
Kevin Feige. He is the Kevin Feige of DC. And he did his job.
Mm-hmm.
He sat down. He said, okay, what can we use? What can't we use? What will we do? What's the future?
What is the future, OJ?
I don't know. Hold up. Surprise. We're rusty. We were ready. We were on vacation, okay? And then James Gunn brought us into this situation.
James really didn't wait until next year. You know, it's almost like,
yeah,
so not like a winter vacation. Like,
no,
I guess
no,
we'll
no.
Like Invincible is just like, we'll talk about it in January.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
But he was
no.
Like, guys, I have a very important message to talk to
you.
Anyways,
he made the executive decision, right? And you would think that people would take it lightly, you know, good. Like I did.
At least lightly. Not even good. Just
no,
like,
lightly,
oh,
you know?
Like, you know, I don't like the decision, but I get it. You know,
exactly. You would think they would be
very interested in what this new role is, but,
yeah, but
no.
So if you haven't already noticed or realized, or you haven't been on the internet, you live under a rock, or you have no social media wherever it is you are, and you're somehow watching this, James Gunn decided to do a soft reboot, and I'm going to elaborate on a soft reboot of the DCU.
So soft.
I'll explain.
Oh.
And he's going to rename it. It has a new name. It's the DCU now, DC Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And he has chosen to expand it in both movies, animation, well, live action movies, animation, video games, and something else. I don't remember what it was. I think it was just those three.
Comments with its own entity. He's not really going to go.
And then he's like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And then he's like, okay, I just had a meeting with Henry Cavill, which is the main topic of today. And he said that he won't be, you know, he will no longer be working with us. But we had a good conversation and we're hoping that we can work together in the future along those lines. Insert tweet here, please. He then goes on to say more things like, hey, we also had a conversation with Ben Affleck and he's really interested in directing. He says, like, yeah, and we will give him the right... We're looking for the right project for him to direct. It's like, okay,
so,
that's really good.
So that means he's no Batman there.
No, he's also not going to be the Batman. I mean, I would definitely see him directing a Batman movie. That's probably what he's going to do. But also, I'm pretty sure that James Gunn would want to take handle of the OGs, right? So maybe they give him something else. I don't know. Maybe he directs a sequel to the Batman movie that James Gunn will probably do. But anyways... Another thing that was in these messages that James Gunn tweeted out was that he already has plans for the Superman. Because they asked him, like, okay, if Henry Cavill isn't coming back as Superman, then do you have plans for Superman in the DCU? And he said, yes, that's the priority, right? That's the main. He said that he has a script already in mind and we're going to be focusing on a younger Superman and his days as a reporter. And of course, this is just unacceptable. It's just downright dog shit for people who just don't. It annoys me for to see people get so mad at this. Like, I don't want to see a shitty reporter story. It's like, do you even like movies at this point? They really just want to see heroes appear on screen with no backstory, no character development, kicking ass. And that's a good movie for you. That's what they want, right? I don't know why. I don't know what's their issue with, like, developing. Are you tired that you've been waiting so long and you're probably going to have to wait a little longer to see that? I understand that. It can be frustrating. But I'm going to be honest. Like, I haven't been this excited for DC films in a while. Because this is what they needed. A structure. And it gives me an opportunity to, like, lay off of fucking Marvel and the drag that they've been having.
Right.
And finally jump into the DC train. Because I've always been on board of it. It's just that I've always, you know, I stop every now and then. Now I can stay on board for the long ride. And James Gunn being the lead of that, I feel like it's really, really good. But anyways, that's what we think. The internet, on the other hand.
Oh no, they...
They have other plans.
They brought some heat and...
Yeah, go ahead. I have other things to talk about, but... We'll jump into those comments in a second.
Okay.
I have some other things.
Sure.
And I think I'm gonna ask you directly.
Okay.
Why do you think that this happened? Why do you think James Gunn took this decision?
Oh. Just like I think, like, just like any other CEO in any business venture, whether you are taking, it's like, again, like any executive in any venture, like, you see all the assets, you see all the debts, right? Like bad films in this case, good films, bad films. El mogollo, como dice el puertorriqueño. He looked at what it worked or what could tweak. He looked at the horrendous, worst of the worst bunch that he knew that can't be salvageable, can't restructure in his head, and how Peter also is working alongside with James. He just needed a reboot now.
Yeah.
That we will lose Henry in the process, yes, I do think that, and we'll talk a little bit in length about this. The Rock's insistence, now that you watch Black Adam,
yes, his did my research, guys.
His insistence and his nagging and almost bribing someone to get Superman to be in that cameo, teasing this, like, yo, we got him, all right. I did this for you guys, for the fans. This is pre James Gunn. I just think that they had a part in Henry actually coming back when Warner Brothers decided this. I forgot the CEO's name. Insert CEO's name here. He was asked. He's out. They desperately needed someone. They looked at Gunn, and he took full control over every decision.
Yeah.
This executive decision is not Mr. Z. I'm not even questioning that. That's his decision.
That's the thing. That's the one good thing that Mr. Z has done. That, he said, Gunn, you take care of this. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I'll sign the checks.
Exacto. Mr. Z is just like any executive of the bigger company, assign someone who is knowledgeable. And Gunn is, to my eyes, a very knowledgeable dude.
Same here.
He's a very knowledgeable dude. He's not a so-so comic book guy that just happens to like a certain character and that's it. No, he put fucking Peacemaker on display this year.
Exactly.
So he understands the role that he's at, and he understands that some decisions are not going to be very likable.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a very bold one to do, because I think that you could, in our eyes, I guess, like, reintroduce Henry in some way, but in the structure that he wants to direct this DC universe,
it's not gonna work. And I have to I feel bad, because it has to be really hard to be James Gunn right now, because something I admire of James Gunn, and when you sent me the tweet, I was very excited and you were like shocked, and I told you why I was excited. It was because I enjoy a CEO, well, in this case, you know, a CEO of DC in this case, you know, being in charge of all of this. I like when people in power or in control of these entertainments are very transparent with the public. And he was so transparent. He's always been transparent. He always lets people know, like, hey, this is what's really happening. Okay. Oh, so media came out. No, that's fake. I never said that. oh no, I did say this. Do you have any plans for this? Look, I can't, like, he'll tell you, I can't delve into much,
right,
but this is my plan. So, like,
he... There's a lot of reporting that obviously he's not gonna go too much into it. Obviously, he
lets you know, like, here's...
Bro,
like,
he's been with Feige for years. Exactly. He knows when to say or when not to say, or trying to twist people's things. Like, is this true? And it's like, what do you think?
He's not gonna go into like that. No, he's gonna tell you straight up, yes, no.
No.
So along with like the tweet, right? We also found out that Wonder Woman 3 got canceled, and that Black Adam, The Rock, is also not gonna continue, because there were already plans for, I think it was a Hawkman series, and obviously Black Adam 2.
So
those two projects were canceled.
Yeah.
I don't think that they pulled The Rock from playing Black Adam, however. I don't remember if that was the case. But I think they essentially just shut down the future that The Rock had planned.
Yeah, the pre-production of
this sequel and the show, it was canceled. With all of that said, a lot of people are blaming... There's a lot of blame going around. Yeah. And there is actually no one to blame, in my opinion. Like, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's because, like, you know, the Black Adam flopped, so that's why James Gunn decided to get rid of both the projects that linked to Black Adam and also getting rid of Superman. And I'm like, that's what it looks like.
Kind of bold that Adam would just kill off Henry Superman.
I understand what you would think that. It looks like that, right? The recent movie was Black Adam.
See.
It wasn't that well received. You have a cameo of Superman, and then all of those things get canceled. It's like, you know, you kind of put one,
one together.
But I don't think that's what it looks like. Definitely. Do I believe it's the reason? No. Look, I saw Black Adam, right? I saw it yesterday. Came out.
Sure.
I'll admit, it's a mid movie at best. There are a lot of things I did enjoy, though. Those are some of the best costumes I've ever seen on screen.
Really?
They look phenomenal. The action, like the fighting sequences, are really, really good. The visual effects and the CGI, it has some hits or misses. Like, you can tell that some things were into the budget went into other things. The display of power for all of the heroes, that is really, really good. Like, the introduction of Black Adam when he first comes out, you're like, okay, you can't mess with this guy. Like, it's I enjoyed that a lot. The other thing I really enjoyed was the Justice Society. Chef's kiss. Did it remind me of Charles Xavier's mansion and the jet of the X-Men? Maybe. Pretty sure they used the same castle and everything. But that's not the point.
That's not the point. Come on.
Anyone can have a mansion.
Coincidences, of course.
Anyone can have a mansion and a jet. You know, screw it. This is just another one of those characters.
Uh-huh.
But, like, all of that I really did enjoy. The story overall, again, it's like, eh. If there's a family plot there and there's a kid that's just really annoying, he gives me Suits vibes. The mom is... I like the mom's point of view with, like, you know, heroes and not... like big heroes never wanting to protect third world countries and all that sort of thing. Like, it has some really good, like, lines here and there. But overall, the movie is... It's okay, right? Would I watch it again? I could with a friend. Not by myself.
Do you watch this by yourself?
No. I watched it by myself, yes.
But you would...
I would watch it with a friend that hasn't seen it just to see their reaction, and that would be it. I would never sit down and say, you know what? I want to rewatch Black Adam.
Okay.
No. It's like if you said, hey, you want to watch, like, if you don't want to bear that by yourself, I'll join you. You know, for example, that's an example.
Okay.
Again, the displays of power for everyone looked amazing. But again, that's it. Then you have this end credit scene with Superman.
Yes,
I'll admit the
now infamous.
I'll be honest. Did it look cool? Of course it looked cool. Now we're gonna get into more of the deep dive of these news, right? There's more. A lot of shit started coming out. The Rock, obviously, Dwayne. I'm gonna refer to you as Dwayne.
Yes,
Dwayne. Look, I am going to. The only thing I'm gonna blame on Dwayne is the amount of disappointed fans. Dwayne saw an opportunity to try and control the DCEU and try to revolve it around his character, Black Adam.
Yes.
It is pretty obvious. I can't blame you. Dwayne is a businessman, first and foremost, and that is what he thinks about. I can't blame him. It's a good strategy. It's worked for him. He has been considered one of the busiest men in Hollywood for a long time. Yes. Because he's on everything, quite literally. But here, it doesn't work when you don't have the authority to back up what you say. He made so many promises. He was so adamant that, you know, because of him, this was happening. And again, a lot of promises that he couldn't back up. Because he was not in charge. He was in charge of that movie, but he wasn't in charge. He tried to. And that gave fans a false, you know, judgment. They're like, okay, oh, he brought Superman back. He brought Henry Cavill back.
I don't remember it. Is this movie executive produced by himself or no?
Yeah, he's executive producer. He has other producers as well. Like it was written by other people. Yeah, all these things. He's one of the producers though. Yes, he is one of the producers.
Okay, so on this movie, this is an actual his pet.
If we were to think about it, yeah, this is his baby, right? Like a new news article came out saying that he was offered a cameo, Black Adam cameo in Shazam 2.
Don't know the full details as to how long it is, what it entails.
It doesn't matter. He was offered the cameo and he rejected it.
He said, nah, B.
Because he genuinely thought that he was above Shazam when Black Adam is quite literally nothing without Shazam. They are enemies because of what happened. Because he was a champion that went rogue, and Shazam is the champion that is good. Basic storytelling.
That's like saying the Flash and reverse Flash.
Literally.
And then the Vector does reverse that Flash. That is like,
it's exactly.
It's like, can you? Because we had a link up.
No. Exactly. It's like, no. I'm above you. It's like, come on, dude. You're nothing without this man. Your power sets are the same. Do I admire you for being this ambitious and saying, no, I'm going after Superman? Of course I admire you. That was very ambitious. But it was also very dumb of you to go ahead and say, nah, look, this is just my theory.
Sure.
If Black Adam, and I know it's going to sound like I'm blaming Dwayne, I'm not, but I feel like if Black Adam wouldn't have had the Superman cameo, and Shazam 2 would have had the Black Adam cameo, maybe Henry Cavill would still be fired, but The Rock's Black Adam would probably still be part of this universe. I'm pretty sure. And this is going to go in part with a lot of other I went on a deep dive, dude.
But the biggest deep dive is having the company that you're working with you or assume that your production team misled a lot of reporters.
Definitely.
And assumed yourself and posted on your Twitter.
Guys, it wasn't a flop.
This movie was just amazing. Look at all the money that we have recuperated this.
That obviously does go in play. That is definitely fucked up, and it is a reason for you to get fired, obviously. And your movie to just go like, I'm sorry, buddy, you lied to us. Scoot, scoot. If that also wouldn't have happened, then I'm pretty sure this project we're going to keep going. Because
he doesn't, and I think he doesn't lose in life. He doesn't believe in losses.
No, exactly. He does not.
He does not. Motherfucker is literally fixing almost like WWE matches. Like, no, I win in this match.
Exactly.
The fuck?
Exactly. Basically, that's how he operates.
We'll pull a gas. But then I'll win because I'll go on top. And
yeah. Look, but
God. That's a business venture, or that's a business strategy that, again, I don't feel like he does back this up outside of. I'm kind of like, even taking this back into just him as every other entertainment strategy, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of the Fast and Furious saga.
Vin Diesel
he backs out because there's some conflicts. And then he's like, no, I'm going to make this spinoff of my character.
Which wasn't as good. Shaw.
Uh-huh.
Hobbs and Shaw. I don't remember the other guy.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out.
No, it really did not work out. Because, again, the issue is that, you know, quick parentheses here. Uh-huh. What happened there, my friends? So, You have Toretto, who is the head of family and movie. You have Hobbs, the Rock's character.
Yeah.
Who is a side character.
Yes.
But you know the Rock. He's like...
Yeah, it was a...
I want to be front center. Vin Diesel's like...
No, it wasn't just a side character. I think it was a villain in the fourth one or the fifth one.
Yeah, he was a villain, and then he became, like, part of the group.
Yeah.
But that worked really well. Like, I'm not complaining. That worked well. Because he wasn't a villain He was just... He was the law.
It was like an anti-hero type thing.
It was like, you got the good guys. You got the good bad guys, and then you got the bad guys. The Rock's character was just the law. He was nothing. And what I mean by that is, like, he was like, look, I gotta stop you because you're doing shit illegal.
See?
And they're like, yeah, but we're saving people. They're like, but you're doing it illegally.
No, but I'm the law.
Yeah, but I'm the law.
And Toretto said, here, have a Corona. And I'm like, what?
But I'm the law. And he went, this is Brazil.
Even though they're in Puerto Rico.
I know, but I love that scene so much. I love how he just comes here like, Toretto. He's like, I'm going to arrest you, all this shit. This is Brazil. It's like, is that supposed to mean something? Everybody just pulls a fucking gun. I'm like, okay, buddy. Good for you. Anyways, so that whole thing happens. And, you know, Hobbs, you know, the Rock's character, Hobbs, he's like, I want more central. And then Vin Diesel's like, calm the fuck down. We already made you a good guy. Shut the fuck up.
Hold on, bad, good.
Yeah,
bad,
we already made you part of the, you know, of the good bad guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sit your ass down. The Rock sits for no one. Well, too bad. This isn't your movie franchise. So he goes, ha.
That's what you're wrong.
I'll make my, my own. And that one flopped as well.
Same.
Because it completely took the Hobbs, the character, and it went from Hobbs to the Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the same character.
So do you think Black Adam is the Rock?
And just... I'm gonna be very honest with you. Yes.
And no.
And no.
Okay.
If you think about it really hard, you're gonna go like, yes, because of the baggage that it comes with, right? Oh, he was here for 13 years. This was his movie, and he used that one song that he uses for all of his other films in that movie. And then it's like,
he did that.
He did it. And you know, you have all of these things, and it's but again, I was like, yeah, that's Black Adam. It's fine. I don't really think about it too much. I just know, yeah, that's Black Adam. Is it more of his like, oh, is it the Rock? Yeah, of course it's the Rock. It's big muscle guy kicking ass. You know,
I will admit him just straight up lying and saying that Black Adam was like his favorite character
when
the character. I guess in the literal sense, was just a balding white guy. Look. Really? That's the one identifiable character that you said, bueno, pues, cabrón, you know what? That's the guy I want to be. A balding white guy.
He's a hype man. He has to hype the fans. Yeah. But anyways, that's what happened, right? So James Gunn decides to cut all that bullshit out. Now we go into the fan side.
Also, I'm sorry to cut this out. We really are just talking about all the bullshit. And like this mini tandem, and it might be confusing up to this point because it just all that we've been saying feels so distracting. And I think that's where I wholeheartedly agree. Gunn just wanted a literal clean slate.
Yeah,
and that is where we're going to how the fans reacted this.
Exactly. And I'm gonna play the guy who tries to clear y'all's mind. I'm here to give you some clarity. Right, you already know the backstory. You already know everything.
Right.
Basically, mm-hmm. Seems about right. I don't think I'm missing anything.
Of course.
Now I'm gonna try and answer some of the comments that the good people of Twitter have been spouting around in every tweet.
There's not a lot of questions. I just looked at a lot of reactions. And the reactions of this has been emblematical. Yeah.
I'm gonna react to these like. Reactions. Essentially, that's what reaction, I'm gonna
do. Reacting to the react. All right.
Let me see. What do we got?
We got Alex Braun, which I found out he's into the. This is the one picture that I found, and then all of them is just expos from like.
And that is where we are not gonna do.
No. But
we're just gonna read the messages.
I know. I just. I don't know. Again, very diverse group of people that I just saw on the news.
Cut that out, Gabe. Just go straight to the message, please. My nephew sees these videos.
All right. So rule number one of any comic book adaptation, give the fans what they want.
No.
Shrug emoji. When you have an actor who embodies a beloved character so perfectly, you keep him. Especially after you just made him announce his return. Hashtag fire James Gunn. Wow. Fire James Gunn.
Wow. Look, I'll be honest. No, number one rule is not to give the fans what they want, because the fans...
That's wild. That is such a wild assumption.
Here's the thing. Fans don't know what they want.
Hell no.
You know, if this was the case, we would have had a fucking Timothy Chalamet Spider-Man at this point.
We would have had the Snyderverse Part 3.
Exactly.
That would have been my worst nightmare.
Maybe. It probably would have been a fucking pain in the ass. But, you know, giving the fans what they want is not... Again, because they don't know what they want. They really don't. And when they think they do, it's not a good pitch. Second of all, yes, did Henry Cavill do a good Superman? Yes. He had one movie.
Yeah.
One solo film, which was really good. Then he had a roller coaster of just movies where he appears on.
Not even the Batman v Superman movie that was felt like a movie for him, you know?
Exactly. And then you have Zack Snyder's Justice League. And yeah, so was he happy portraying Superman? Of course he was. Was he good at it? Yes. Did I like him? Yes. But again, I didn't see enough of this character for me to care. That's what I'm going to say. When the news came, I was like, bummer. Let's see what James Gunn has, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next comment.
Next comment is
next tweet. Yeah.
We really had everything and we lost it. Thanks to true DC fans. And it's just a picture of Henry Cavill, Superman.
Yeah.
And Ben Affleck's Batman.
Yeah, look, guys, we didn't have anything.
It's fucking hilarious that he thinks that we lost these two things. I'm like, oh my God, we lost so much. It's just
two characters we haven't seen for a long time, guys. That's
two
the
characters
problem.
And
there's no structure. We got it now. Be happy. Oh, the characters you want, they're going to be here, just interpreted by other people. It happens all the time. We've had three fucking Spider-Men.
Uh-huh.
Three. You don't see us fucking complaining. Well, I mean, I bitch a lot about it, but that's another reason.
You and Warner Brothers won't see a penny from me. We asked for Henry. We asked for Zack Snyder, but you've decided to snub the fans and reboot? I am done. I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you've shown once again how untrustworthy you are.
Untrustworthy. Okay. That's fine. Hey, that's just a you know, a Snyder fan.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. I like Zack Snyder myself. I am not part of the cult. Thank you. God, people are just infuriating, dude. It's like they don't see the possibilities. Next. There's nothing to argue here.
Just next.
Just okay. Next. It's just like, come on, guys. Open your mind.
You destroyed a franchise that meant everything to a lot of fans and never once acknowledged what came before or showed any respect to your friend, Zack, who built the world you just demolished. You've never even addressed us. And you expect us to just come along and support you?
What the fuck are these people? They feel so attacked. I'm like, bro, it's not that serious. Like,
he does not know you, little bro.
Oh my God. What is wrong with people? Okay. Wow. The world that was built, there's nothing
there.
It's all in shambles.
There's no world. He never addressed you because there's no world to be addressed to.
Exactly.
And
There is nothing there. Look, this is chaotic, right? Do we have some good movies? Yes.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is a good movie. Man of Steel is a good movie. Wonder Woman is a good movie. Aquaman, I enjoyed that movie. Shazam is a really good movie. We have good movies, but they never felt... like they work together.
They work like every standalone movie.
Yes.
With no universe. It's just it's like pocket dimension.
You know it's part of the same universe. One, same actors.
See.
And two, they always have to have a flyer of a hero or just talk about the Justice League. That's the only way. It's not, that doesn't make it a complete, because nothing happened. Nothing happened, guys.
That's like at the start of the MCU, they only talk about the Avengers like a noun and that's it. Like, oh no, the Avengers, never to be talked about from this movie ever again. Then you have another movie, Thor. It's like, yes, I've heard about the Avengers from Earth. And that's the only, like, they never go into anything. They just talk about it.
Yeah.
But they never bring it up. Or, like, you never fully see that. It's all talk, but never showing them. And
look, guys, look, not continuing Wonder Woman 3 doesn't mean that Gal Gadot is going to be fired. Maybe she will. We don't know. Other heroes that could still be staying. Obviously, we have... I want to, before you read a comment, I don't know if one of those tweets is like this, but there's a lot of people saying like, oh, since he fired, you know, since he fired Henry, he can't be a hypocrite. He's going to have to like fire John Cena after Peacemaker 2. And he's also going to have to not keep any of the characters that he did in Suicide Squad. And then another hero that he's doing apparently or something like that. And I was like, why would he do that? The Suicide Squad and Peacemaker are the two things that can work with the reboot. All of those characters work perfectly. Every single one in the Suicide Squad, including Amanda Waller, including all the characters that work with Amanda Waller, work perfectly. Peacemaker works perfectly. Quite literally, he is nothing involved within that greater thing. Other characters that could stay. Shazam. That was another... They didn't want him to keep Shazam. Zachary Levi, right?
Yeah.
They're like, no, we don't want you to keep him either, because, you know, you'd be a hypocrite. You have to get rid of everyone. I'm like, guys, it isn't a full, like, clean... It's a clean slate, but it is... That's why I said soft reboot at the beginning. You can keep Shazam. You don't have to get rid of him. Oh, but... No, you can't. Why? In the first movie, the cameo that we had was of Superman. We never saw his face. He could be any Superman. You know what I'm saying? That's how you can keep him in this universe. As well as Shazam is actually pretty good, in my opinion.
Sure.
And they got rid of the... Oh, they're probably going to get rid of the Wonder Woman cameo that was going to come for Shazam 2. Because they already got rid of the Wonder Woman and Superman cameo in The Flash, I believe. It was one of those, right?
That's another thing that I have to address a little bit. Yeah, we'll address further, in a minute. So, another one. Unbelievable you treated Henry Cavill like that. I hope... Your hand in DC continues to bankrupt everything it used to represent in film. No luck, no well wishes. And it's just a picture of a telegram saying, fuck you. Strong letter to follow.
Where did you find these tweets, dude? I just went through people like, angry.
By the way, this is just on the... This was under James Gunn's tweets.
Oh, wow. You went there.
I didn't even go through natural Twitter. No. I didn't go to like a hashtag or anything. I just went through James Gunn's, you know, statements. And yeah, I just found gold mine right
there. Wow. You went. Wow.
On the next one, I'm going to shame a little of the check marks a little bit because they're funny because they think they have a voice. It's like, dude, if Elon thinks you have a voice, you don't have a voice.
Let me see.
So the check mark guy says, hashtag bring back James Snyder. And the cast we love, and it's the cast of essentially.
Okay, sure.
The Justice League.
Sure, whatever. Next.
They have the goal to still have Ezra Miller there, and
yeah, because they love him. I have one. I'm sorry, I found this one. I kind of want to share it.
Sure.
The fact of the matter is, James Gunn is blowing up the old DCEU, throwing out all the old actors. If he's sacrificing all of them, he better stay consistent and make his own sacrifices too. That means no more Zachary Levi Shazam after 2, and no more John Cena Peacemaker after season 2. Same guy goes ahead and says, today fucking sucks, and it's James Gunn's fault. I hate yesterday, and I hate today.
That's just...
Everybody's like, damn, bro, why are you throwing a temper tantrum? I already explained.
Oh man, my girlfriend broke up with me. So James Gunn's fault. Ever since that tweet, I literally get nothing. No bitches. No Henry Cavill Superman. My life is ruined.
Yeah, basically. What else you got?
All of this within the last 24 hours. But if you really want to hashtag restore the Snyderverse and hashtag bring back Zack Snyder, you can't give up. James Gunn has 4 years, you guys. We have to be serious about not spending money on his films. We've been through this before. Let's keep campaigning. And it's just...
You know what's funny?
And it's just literally you can't see it much, but most of the text is just pictures of, you know, the campaigns and Zack Snyder liking like a tweet or something. Yeah. And look, like, oh wow, guys, he's on our side. I'm like, okay, look, like I guess
these are the same. It's funny because these people are always saying, like, you know, don't give them any money, but they're the first ones to say that the movie was ass because they obviously went
to see it,
to see the movie, to tell you how bad it is. Same thing, you're already giving us money.
What do we get? Obviously
James Gunn rebooting
DC. Rebooting DC, rebooted. James Gunn being Mr. Mahanan and Snyder France being
it.
No.
I love it.
Again, and this one's my favorite. It's essentially the cast of basically Justice League, and the only one actor is just Jason Momoa.
Oh, that's beautiful. Also,
it feels like they died. It's so hilarious. Like, yeah. Oh my God, rest in peace, my
also,
king.
Also, like, right. Carry on. This is hilarious. How many do you have, by the way?
I have like about 10. Okay. I can find more.
No, that's fine. Are we done? What do we got?
Outside of that, someone said in Gun We Trust, and obviously when you have riled up fans, you're gonna ratio and have no the fuck we don't, and has 6,000, I mean, up to this screenshot. 6,000 likes, and again they think Twitter has a voice and you really don't.
And you're, here we go, right here we have it. Right now, we have did not plan this. Henry Cavill reportedly had a verbal agreement and not a written contract to keep playing Superman in the DCEU. This is just a rumor, but it is exactly what I thought had happened.
Yeah. Even in the... even in his statement, which I guess I'll read a little bit, it didn't seem remorseful. It was mostly like, well, we talked about it.
Yeah.
I see where they're going with. It's not with me on the cape. I understand.
Yeah.
I'll gladly walk away.
And again,
there's no scorn. There's no scorn like relationship with this.
Leaving that door open. James Gunn said it like, hey, we look forward to working with him in the future. Why? We can work together because he said me and Henry have some great ideas. We hope to bring him back in the future for like help. That's what you do. You collaborate with these people.
No,
I don't
Henry,
see where the stress is.
Henry is one of us, I think. Like, Henry really is like, he's a fucking geek, cabrón. I love when he goes into geek mode. He's invested in the character. I don't think of him as like, oh, he just read, I don't know, like two or three comics to Superman and he thinks he's Superman. Like, no, he really uses research. He loves the character. And right now, not to say it, because of his age, but just again the new direction that Gunn is going, that's not him. And he's a better man understanding this than these deep shits that we've been reading up, and that's where the disconnect between what's really going on versus what other people are just like complaining about, because it's so good to complain, it's so good to just
throw blames around, like just start saying, you know, I hate you, quit, kill yourself.
Again, it's an amicable relationship that ended in sadness. I will agree. I have not been fond of Man of Steel a lot. I know that's the one.
It's the only good one
that I can think, like, out of all of Superman's before. Like, it's pretty good.
It is.
I love him. I love him as a person. I love him as an actor. He can act. He's really good. It's just, volvemos, the direction that Gunn is envisioning for the next 2-3 years.
So mad. Yeah. It's different. That's just it.
We're too calm for this for other people to just come in and just complain.
Exactly. Two things I want to add before we cut. Henry did not step out of The Witcher to become Superman.
Yeah.
He stepped out of The Witcher because he didn't like the writing. So don't expect him to come back, because he said either you get new writers or I walk.
Netflix, and he walked.
Netflix said, we like the writers. And he said, then do it without me. And he walked. Second of all...
Again, Netflix taking L is something that's obvious.
Exactly. That's not new. The people saying that, oh, James Gunn, we're going to trust James Gunn. Just please, you know, no more 12-year-old dick jokes. I'm like, I hate when people like just take the recent thing that the director did and think that that's his entire career. This man knows how to write really good... And when I say family movies, I am not referring to movies that the family can go see together. He can do that, yes. But what I'm saying is his characters, like the main story of his movies is family. The Guardians of the Galaxy is a family. And it becomes from, it goes from French people who hate each other to friendship to then a family. And within that family, you have aspects of comedy. Yes. Why? Because all of these characters are suffering from either anger, just complete sadness, depression. And one of the coping mechanisms for these things, as all of you may know, is comedy, which is why all of these characters are like this. Peacemaker. He acts like a child, and his jokes, yes, he does throw around 12-year-old dick jokes. He is a literal child. His show literally shows you this. You know, James Gunn can go ahead and give you, look at John Cena doing a dick joke, and then immediately tell you how heartbroken he is and how much trauma he has because he killed his own brother and his father blamed him for him. And still, he seeks his father's approval until the moment he doesn't have to approve of it anymore. He doesn't need his dad's approval anymore. Oh, but you know. James Gunn only knows how to tell dick jokes, am I right? Guys, come on. Look at the bigger picture. My man knows how to write really good stuff. It just so happens that the four movies that he's done about comic books, well, you know, four, because we're getting in a couple of specials and shit. It just so happens that those movies, he likes to throw a little comedy in there. But I can definitely see him doing something a lot more serious, because if he can do it, if he can take comedy and little serious notes in between these things, I'm pretty sure I can do a whole movie a little bit more central over something. Yep. And again, the Justice League is just one big fucking family. So if I can trust anyone with a family dynamic, it's him.
Also, the Flash is going to be ass.
The Flash is just going to be there to reboot the whole thing. Blue Beetle's probably going to stay. I'm pretty sure he will. Aquaman is not going to come back because you have a lot of baggage of that. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Jason Momoa will probably come back as Lobo. If you're any sane person, you would see how that is a lot better. Anyways, I'm no longer angry, honestly. I'm just, it's just funny. People, haters, thank you. Because thanks to you, we made this video. I hope that we also cleared out and basically updated you and everything that has been happening. You know, if you're going on the internet and you're like, why are we hating James Gunn? Why is The Rock a dick again? All of these things. Well, I hope that by watching this video, now you know why. I hope that answers all of your questions. And if you have any more questions, make sure to leave them in the comment section down below, and we will try to answer them. This should be officially the final episode of this year. We'll see you guys next year when season four kicks in. I don't know why I keep saying season five. I'm like, pandemic really fucked my timeline.
Yeah.
We'll see you next year with season four. As always, guys, thank you so much for watching. Make sure you subscribe if you're not subscribed and hit that bell notification so you know when we release new videos. As always, thank you guys. We'll see you in the next one.